Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune in with us as well. And then, of course, those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. Recording artist Marcier is making his first appearance on our program this year to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. Now, Marcier's been able to do that in a lot of different ways. One way has been through covers that you all have been able to see on YouTube and also through his Facebook page. But also this year he's celebrating the release of his single, The Good Life. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Marcier, but also how you can take advantage of seeing those videos as well. Marcier, hello to you and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, Stars. How you doing today? Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Really excited to have you on. I want to thank our mutual friend, Tamika Sims, for setting up this conversation with us for today for sure. You know, Marcier, one of the things I did when I was prepping for this segment with you is I watched some of the videos you've been able to do. And, I mean, first of all, what has it been like for you to go from covering someone else's song to now being able to talk about your own music?
It's almost kind of weird, actually, because I've covered music for so long, and it's kind of surreal, I guess, in a sense as well, because you know you dream of doing your own music one day, and now I get the opportunity to talk about it, so it's like, wow. Kind of shocked.
Right.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. And we're going to talk more about those covers. Marcier, I want to go, though, to, I mean, your beginnings. I mean, music is obvious, it's something that you love. I mean, when did you first realize that that was something you wanted to pursue?
Well, when I was younger, you know, I've been singing all my life pretty much. My mom said I started singing when I was like 10 months old. You know, my mom would be learning sometimes, well, whatever. You know, but I did a lot of talent shows when I was young. I went to talent shows. I was like, okay, this is something I'm interested in. I think I'm good at it. People seem to think I'm good at it. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been interested in saying, okay, this is what I would do possibly for a career. But it was always a plan B. You know, I didn't know that it was something that could really happen.
Right.
Because, you know, it seemed so far away from Columbia, South Carolina, you know, trying to do this. But I went to school, went to Clemson, graduated. You know, I did that route that we're told to do as children. And I was like, well, you know, I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied with that 9-to-5, just, you know, mundane. It felt mundane to me, you know. If you love it, that's your thing. But it wasn't for me. So I was like, you know, you got to do your passion. And music is what I love to do. I mean, if I wasn't getting paid or if I had $1 trillion, I would still pursue this because I really love music like that. So, about 2-3 years ago, I got connected with the right people, Roosevelt McNamara, Tamika Sims, and they believed in me enough to take me on. And here I am, you know, still doing it and loving it.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I think, you know, you bring up a really good point. My grandmother told me the same thing, Marcier, that, you know, when you find something that you love, you know, that's how you know it's your passion, if you'd be willing to do it for free, or even if, you know, it wasn't something, you know, that was necessarily, you know, just, you know, your main focus or income. If it's something you really are passionate about, yeah, you definitely would know that. I mean, it's one thing for you to have people around you believe in you, Marcier, but what has it been like for you to have total strangers online, I mean, to like and share your videos and talk about how much, you know, they love your voice? I mean, what has that part of the journey been like for you?
That is wild. Even yesterday, it kind of hit me yesterday, this girl, I can't recall her name, she's from Africa, though. And she started, like, tagging all of my videos. She was like, oh, my God, I love his voice. Clearly she said in African, you know, some kind of her native tongue. But I had to ask her, but she did speak English as well. She translated, said, well, I just really love your voice. I had to share it. And I was like, what? People in Africa like my voice? I was like,
Right.
That's
right.
Crazy. But, you know, right. Music is a universal language, so it don't matter where you're from. I love a lot of Chinese music, Indian music. I don't know what they're saying, but, tones will translate, and, you know, you can feel something. So I'm just really excited that it's going over well.
For sure. For sure, and it's definitely something that will only continue. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking today with recording artist Mercier. We're talking with him not only about his journey in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You guys are going to hear some music from Mercier a little bit later. So let's talk about these covers. I mean, one of the things that you did on Facebook, Mercier, is you shared a video earlier, a few months ago. You were talking about, you were excited to be able to do these covers of songs of some of those who are going to be at the VMAs. First of all, that's a big thing to do. I mean, what is it that gave you that idea to be able, to do these covers of these artists?
Well, I've been wanting to do covers for a while, and people tell me, we need to do some covers. But we got the idea, from Tamika and Roosevelt, my team, and they was like, let's do, feed the people in a row, like just do it, put a mass amount of covers out. So we did like 6 covers. We tried to do everybody who was going to be either performing at the VMAs or if they were nominated for an award. And so we just did, our favorite songs, or my favorite songs. So I did a Hello. I did Don't by Bryson Tiller. Obviously, Hello's by Adele. I did Justin Bieber, Let Me Love You. I did Rihanna, Needed Me. And I think I did one that wasn't really VMA related. It was Emily King, Distance. I really love her as an artist. But I just love those songs, and I said, well, let's see what we can do with them.
Right.
And we went from there.
Yeah, went from there. I mean, so, of course, one of the things we talk about a lot on this program, Mercier, is, the overcoming of fear and also the overcoming of doubt. I mean, I think regardless of what profession our audience is in, I know I've dealt with it myself. I think we all have at one point that idea of, okay, can I really do this? And if I can do it, is anyone going to like it? You know what I'm saying? Or how is it going to be received? How have you not allowed fear and doubt to stop you along the way?
That's a good question, Cyrus. I absolutely have those thoughts. Everybody does. And I think probably about 2 years ago, I started studying the law of attraction and just, how much your thoughts have control over what you're going to do in the future. And so I just started, meditating more and just started saying, I believe that I can do this. I believe I can do this. And I think it just started translating to my subconscious and saying, I started to really believe it. And I knew I could sing, but it's one thing to just to know you can do something and then start doing it, though. But it just started feeding to my subconscious, and I started believing it, actually. And I still do, have those thoughts, are people going to like this? Or I think it's just human nature. But you just have to push yourself, make yourself do it. If you love it, just do it. Just let it happen. And in the end, it doesn't really matter if people like it or not. Because you have to do things for yourself sometimes,
Right.
So
exactly.
Say it again, sorry.
No. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I think you just have to do it for yourself. I don't want to wake up 50 years from now and be like, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I always look at Sister Act 2. I don't know if you remember that movie. But Lauryn Hill, she wanted to be a singer. And, Whoopi, she was like, if you wake up in the morning and all you think about is singing, then you're supposed to be a singer. So you don't want to wake up years from now wondering what you could have and what you should have did. So just go for it now. The time is now.
The time is now. That is so true. And you mentioned something earlier. You mentioned, the people, around you who have really supported you. Roosevelt, you mentioned Tamika, who I also know who helped to set up this conversation. You actually made a post. I made a note of this when I was prepping for your segment, Mercier, back on July the 28th on Instagram. And if you all are not staying connected with Mercier, make sure you guys follow him. He's at I Am Mercier, and that's Mercier. But you posted a great picture of some characters we've gotten to know. Of course, Steve Urkel and Myra and Laura. And the thing that you shared, and this is what I wanted to read, because I thought this was a great lesson about the importance of people around us and what we have learned about ourselves. You said in your comment, "Let me stop chasing Laura." And you said, "A lot of times we are chasing things or people that have no desire to be in our lives. I don't know if it's human nature or something we've developed through rejection. I just want to be more appreciative of the Myra or the Myras in my life and not put so much energy into Laura." You know, that is a great lesson, I think, for all of us, because a lot of times, you know, when it comes to our lives and those who support us, a lot of times they don't get the credit. I mean, do you think part of this for you, Mercier, has been that you appreciate those people, genuinely appreciate those people who have been there to do those shares, like you mentioned, the one girl in Africa, or to say, hey, you know what, I believe in your talent. Do you think that's what has gotten you to this point?
Absolutely. Anytime you can get somebody to support you, it feels overwhelmingly good because it just reinforces that belief in you. So anytime somebody shares, likes something, I read comments all the time, and I make sure I reply back to them to let people know that I really do appreciate it, because people don't – one of my dad's favorite sayings is people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So if you can, you know, you can know the whole world. You can know everything. But if I don't know that you care about me, you know, it does no good. So I make sure I make it an effort for people to know that I do care, and I'm very appreciative of all the likes, all the sharing, because I never want anybody to take me for granted, so I don't want to take anybody else for granted as well.
For sure. Well, that leads us to where we kind of I'm sorry. What'd you say, Mercy?
I said I've been on both sides of the spectrum, so I've learned from both sides, you know.
Right. And I think, you know, that is a powerful lesson for all of us to remember. And I was just going to say that brings us back to how we kind of began the segment, that's talking about the new single for you, The Good Life. First of all, how did this single come to you?
Well, my producer, Roosevelt, he brought the track to me. And we just started, you know, thinking, like, what does this song sound like? Or what do we want to talk about? What do we want to give to people right now? And we talked about it sounded like good things happening, good things in a club, good things in your life, good things going on wherever. And I think that's what everybody desires to have. Everybody wants to have a good life. So I wanted to have something, you know, on an even playing field that everybody could relate to, and a feel-good song. So we just started brainstorming on that, and that's how the song came up. Good life. It's a good life. And it is a good life, you know, no matter what your situation is, you might be going through anything, you know, some traumatic things, but ultimately there's always somebody going through something worse than you, and you just got to look at the positive, and more positive will come.
Right.
So that's my message.
That's it.
And it's still a good life.
Yeah, and it's a great lesson for all of us to remember. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, and we'll be telling you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Mercier, here is The Good Life. We'll be back with our final moments with Mercier right after this. Stay tuned.
Gonna break all the rules tonight. A whole new reality. All the drinks are on me tonight. It's toast to just you and me. Hey, this turkey got me feeling right.
That was recording artist Mercier with The Good Life right here on Conversations Live, both through our radio audience as well as online. We're actually joined by the man himself. Mercier is with us today talking with us not only about this journey he's been on in music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You know, since this journey has begun for you, Mercier, and as you've been able, of course, to share, you know, your life with the rest of us online, I mean, how has social media helped you in not only being able to reach a larger audience, but also, I mean, to stay inspired along the way?
Okay, yeah, social media is incredible. You're able to connect with so many different people that you weren't able to do probably 20 years ago. And I think it's a big stepping stone for recording artists because we're able to connect and inspire and also be inspired by other people. And I'm always inspired by people on social media. I'm always looking, you know, see who's doing what, or listening to new music, looking at different ideas for clothing and stuff, you know, all kinds of photographs, all kind of things. So I think social media is amazing. Sometimes it's a little scary because putting yourself out there like that, because the whole world can see you. But that's one of those things you gotta, you know, get over. This, you gotta, I guess, like I was saying earlier, you gotta get over the fear or the doubt and just do it. Just let it happen.
Right, exactly. Definitely it's a day-by-day process. Congratulations to you, Mercier, on the single. I know a lot of great things are going on for you. You know, we talked about the videos. I want to talk about performing live. I mean, you know, it's one thing to go into the studio and record a song like The Good Life. It's one thing to be and do the great productions you've been able to do with videos. What is it like for you to actually perform in front of a crowd and to be able to feel that energy in the room with you?
Well, I love performing live. That's probably my favorite thing as an artist, because you get to touch the people, and there's so many spontaneous moments that can happen live as opposed to in a studio. I'm still trying to get better at studio singing. Studio singing is different versus live singing, because I'm used to live singing, you know.
Right.
And you can actually, it's so much, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a different connection that you can make, because it's person to person as opposed to you just singing to the mic. But, yeah, performing live, that's my favorite thing to do out of all things in music right now, for sure.
Well, man, well, this is definitely a great way for you to wrap up the year. Again, The Good Life was a single you guys heard. Mercier, how can our audience stay connected with you, man, and keep up with what's going on with the music?
They can link up with me on Mercier.com. That's my website. They can go to Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. They're all synonymous at I Am Mercier, that's IAMMURCIER. And that's how they can stay connected to me. Well, you can also
check out my music.
I'm sorry. You can check out my music on soundcloud.com/IAMMercier. I got a lot of covers, I got some originals on there as well. And I think Spotify is on its way as well.
Cool.
So that'll be
as well. Well, you've definitely made it easy for everybody. I Am Mercier. If you guys can remember that, you could find him no matter where he might be on, no matter what social network it is. Mercier, man, congratulations to you again, man. Thanks a lot for stopping by and looking forward to our next conversation, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus. I appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it. Glad to do it. Definitely want to once again thank Tamika Sims for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio dial, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a very big conversation coming up with the one and only Big Daddy Kane. You definitely don't want to miss that. That's coming up for those joining us for the hour. For those tuning in online, though, we're going to lose you guys. Sorry about that. You're going to miss out on that. So if you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Mercier, though, don't worry. You can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free with Mercier, and be able to share it with your friends from there. Again, the single you guys heard here is The Good Life. You guys can definitely stay connected with him all over social media again at I Am Mercier to be able to find out what's coming up next for him. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.